Recorded.
Hey Jeff, just as an FYI, we just noticed that the call-in number on the special lock page was off by a digit. I know I was dialing in the wrong one, so we might want to give it an extra minute if we are missing a few TAC members.
Oh my God, it might help you.
Okay.
Somebody just joined by phone. Would you identify yourself?
This is Crystal Myers.
Okay, great. Call number 3 is Crystal Myers. Related, did you by any chance send maybe an email to folks letting them know about the phone number?
I'm in the process of updating the agenda now. Give me 2 minutes and anybody hits it refresh, they'll get the correct.
We have a lot of people on we can go ahead. We can go ahead and get started and see what we have.
Sure.
We'll go ahead and start. Welcome to the Florida Building Commission Special Occupancy Technical Advisory Committee meeting of January 23rd. Just to remind folks about our teleconference procedures, please keep your device on mute. If you're on a phone, do not put yourself on hold, though. Please wait until invited to speak, and please state your name each time that you speak, and TAC members, when making and seconding motions, please state your name as well. Representing DPPR, we have Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlita Peters, and Justin Vogel. And I'm Jeff Blair, the Commission's facilitator. And let's go ahead and determine we have a quorum, and then we'll proceed. Don Whitehead.
I'm here.
Doug Ahrens.
Here.
Tom Cole.
Hi, this is Rebecca Quinn. Khan submitted a request, I think, to Mo, if I could represent him on this committee. I apologize, I didn't check to see if Mo replied.
That's all right. You're welcome. You can do that.
Thank you.
So Rebecca will be serving as Khan's alternate. All right, Elijah Flowers?
Here.
Pretty good. Kira Lucas? All right, Commissioner Marrero.
Here.
Yeah. Crystal Myers.
Here.
Josh Phillips.
Here.
Vincent. We're not getting your audio, Bob, but I saw you wave. I'm marking you as present, but you might want to check out your audio. Scott Waltz. All right, just checking one more time, either Kira Lucas or Scott Waltz. All right, well, in any event, we have 8 of 10, so we have a quorum. And Don, why don't you go ahead and get the agenda and the minutes approved, and then turn it back to me, and we'll go from there.
Okay, today's agenda, we're going to approve the minutes, and we're going to review the proposed errata and glitches that have been submitted, and any other TAC business or public comment that may come about. So, at the airtime moment, motion to approve the agenda.
Second, Myers.
Okay, all motions. Second, Myers.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that motion is approved. The meeting minutes were posted for October 6th, 2023. I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes as posted.
Second, Flowers.
Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any objections? Okay, the motion passes. Jeff?
All right, thanks, Don. So the process, most of you are familiar with, we've done it multiple times. I'll introduce each of these glitch and or errata comments in turn, ask proponents or the proponents themselves to speak first, 3 minutes per person. Anybody who wishes to speak in opposition will have 3 minutes. If there are pros and cons, there's one collective rebuttal opportunity for a pro and one for the con. We'll come back to the TAC. TAC has two things to consider. First is whether, if it's an errata, whether the proposed comment meets the definition of errata, which is errata to the code, is a list of errors on current and previous editions of a Florida building code. Okay. Or whether it meets the glitch criteria that's submitted as a glitch. So for a proposed code change to be accepted as a glitch, it must meet these six, one of these six. Conflicts within the updated code, conflicts between the code and the Florida Fire Prevention Code, unintended results from the integration of previously adopted amendments with the model code, that's a very specific thing, equivalency of standards, changes to or consistencies with federal and state law, and adoption of an updated edition of the code if there's some compelling reason to do so. That won't be the case because there are no proposed amendments to the MEC. So those are the criteria. So if you think it meets the criteria, whether it's a glitch or the definition of errata, then you could make a motion that it meets it and to approve as submitted or approve as modified or to recommend a denial of it. That's basically how it works. So if it meets the definition, then you can decide to approve it or deny it. If it doesn't meet it, then unless there's some compelling reason or discussion or otherwise, then denial would probably be the most appropriate recommendation to the commission. So that's the pretty simple thing. There are some amendments that were submitted late. If they weren't submitted by the November 1st deadline, it will not be considered today. Those arranged for the TAC to meet on February 21st and 22nd, where they'll take up those amendments or those comments that were not received by the November 1st deadline. So in this case, this TAC has one of those, and that's the one submitted by Lee Rigby. That will not be taken today. That would be taken at one of those two meetings on February 21st or 22nd. Okay, does anybody have any questions? And Kira's here as well, so we'll mark her as present.
So we now also joined us, Jeff. We have a full quorum.
So we have all 10 members present now, great.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Okay, Mo, if you'd like to, does anybody have any questions first? Okay, Mo, go ahead and orient folks to that, and then I'll start us off.
Yeah, this is Mom and Johnny, and good afternoon, and there is a screen here. If you click on the items both on your agenda, that will take you to this metrics. The metrics mainly have all the writers and glitches that were submitted through the cycle. They were, as you see, distributed by tax. And for your tax, for the special occupancy, you see there's the agenda. There is the glitch errata received, as received, which is received by the deadline, November 1. And then close from there is the erratas and glitches with comments. As you know, after we receive the request for errata and glitches, we subjected those to 45-day comment period, and based on that, we had, we mainly added to the report comments received. So that's what we're going to be using, is the report which says wood comments. There's an attachment one, and also there's a reference to House Bill 1521. I think one of the code changes related to that. Any question? If no question, then let's go ahead and start.
All right, thanks, Mo. We'll start first with SPFBCB Chapter 4, or Rider Number 1, submitted by DBPR staff. Mo?
Yeah, this one is really is a correction of a misspelled word, as you see, as marked. So there's nothing much in there. Thank you.
All right. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in support of the errata number one?
Dr. Gadden, BOAS, support.
Okay. Jim, would you mark caller number one as Scott McAdams as well? That would appreciate it. All right. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support? Anybody in opposition? All right. Coming back to the TAC members, if you agree, you would recommend to the commission that it meets the definition of errata and recommend approval as submitted, if that's what you're inclined to do.
As Don Whitehead, I recommend that we recommend approval.
Okay.
Ace Montalero, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Who made the second?
Ace Montalero.
Okay. Discussion on the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous, recommended to the commission as submitted. All right, next is SPFBCB Chapter 4, Glitch Number 1, submitted by Don Whitehead. Don?
So this is caused by a change of state law by passing a House Bill 1521 last year. And so it's just making some minor changes to our section of in SRF and also in 468.
So it's conflicting with the state or federal law. Is there anybody from the public who would like to speak in support?
This is Scott McAdams, BOAS. It's a little more complicated than that because I think this is really six sections. And everybody can see my comments. But my comment number five, if we're looking at that, I was wrong on that one and I actually proved that. So if I have a little time, I'll go through where I'm coming from. If we look
at you have 2.5 minutes left, so go ahead.
Yeah, if you follow the Florida statute 553.865 and then also the reference House bill, the wording in both of those are changing facilities. So we would approve this if instead of back in 468.3.4 changing areas as the proposed amendment, change the areas to facilities, we would approve that. And then comment number five, I was wrong on that, like I said. So we would approve if we follow the statute language and the House bill language with changing facilities instead of changing areas. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else in the public wish to speak on this? Okay.
This is me. Now, I can talk now or later.
I'd like to speak too.
Sure, but first I want to determine that there's no other public comment. Is there anybody else in the public who wishes to comment? Okay. Go ahead, Don, let Mo.
So we're in agreement with what BOF has commented about in 468.3.4, changing areas, we're agreeable to changing that to changing facilities, plural, F-A-C-I-L-I-T-E-I-E-S. Changing facility.
Okay, so that would be, so if that's, I'll get you, Mo, don't worry. So basically then what you'd say is it would be, if you they go with this, it would be approved as amended with the change of the word areas to facilities. Okay, Mo, go ahead.
Okay,
other thing is that when you look at 468.3.4.2 unisex dressing room, there's nothing in 1521 really which mirror what added here. I think the intent was to also use unisex changing facilities. That's what the law refers to. And I advise that if we want to do that and you want to keep this section, you know, the description of changing facility, unisex changing facility, or even changing facility, is very descriptive in the law. So I would suggest also referring to Florida Statute 553.865 for these, so that you are very consistent with what's in the law. That's my take on it. I think we need to be consistent in terms of what, how the term is used in the statute.
All right, so what you're suggesting, Mo, is they change it to unisex changing facilities in reference statute 553.865 as the change. Is that correct?
Yes, and to add, you know, what if, for example, it says dressing room as described in section 903 for the statute of accessibility, and you probably you want to reference the law 553.865. That,
that's, I would, I just add. Okay. Don, I'll let you go ahead and respond if you'd like, since you're the proponent.
We looked at that, and in SRAP, it gives a room name for dressing rooms and a size for dressing rooms. And the dressing room is part of the definition of changing facilities in the law. And so we thought it might be acceptable to leave it as dressing rooms, since that's part of the definition in the law.
But the law, is, I'm not sure. If you look at it, changing facility, you know, it includes the dressing rooms, it includes right. other things within it. So I'm not sure. I just feel like, I think that my suggestion is that to be consistent, I would use the term changing facilities for both.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it's up to the TAC now for any further discussion, or Don, if you want to go.
No, I'll leave it. I'd like to hear what the TAC has to say.
Okay, TAC members? There seems to be support that it's an certainly an errata. The question is whether to amend it either as Scott had suggested or Mo has suggested. TAC members, what's your preference?
It references dressing rooms in the law and defines that and defines specifications for it, then we shouldn't be changing that because it would then pull away from all those definitions and specifications, and we'd have to change all those other things to reconnect them in the code.
So, basically, what you're in support of, I think what Mo suggested. Am I hearing that correctly? Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Kira. Anybody else?
I will be supportive of Mo's. Recommendation as well. This is Marrero.
Okay, Commissioner, thank you. All right, if someone wishes to make a motion to that effect, I'd be happy to entertain that.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the way it's written, as posted, and change the word areas to facilities. And then I'd like to see what Mo has proposed on 468.3.4.2, so if we could remove that portion from this change until we see what Mo has to say.
I can tell you now what I suggest is that same thing, you know, the law says unisex changing facilities. It has a definition for that. So I would change dressing room to unisex changing facility and add with after Section 803 for the statute of accessibility, you know, the reference to mainly for the statute
553.865. So you're changing the water dressing to changing dressing rooms to changing facilities, and adding another reference to the code. And
which has in it more descriptive.
Okay, to 553 statutes. I understand.
And you can look at it, and if you feel like need more improvement, it's still, we after this meeting, we'll subject all the recommendation, your recommendation, to another 45-day comment period where anybody could come in and provide. So if you feel like, you know, it needs to be improved, you can work on that.
Okay.
45.
Okay, well, I'm okay with approving it right now, and then next 45-day period we might make another change.
I second that motion as amended, Marrero.
All right, so to be clear, Don, your motion now is that we would strike dressing rooms, replace unisex changing facilities, and make the appropriate reference to Section 552.86C654 of the statute.
Go with what Mo was saying. Yes.
Right. And Commissioner Marrero has provided a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any further discussion? All in favor of approving this as a glitch amendment, recommending approval of the glitch amendment as modified, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? That would be unanimous. Okay, very good. Let's proceed on to our next one. And that is FPCR Chapter 3, glitch number 1. Which would be from George Merlin. Is George Merlin here? Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak in support of this comment for glitch number 2? All right. Is there anybody who would like to speak in opposition to that?
Good afternoon. This is Scott McAdam, DOAF. And we do oppose this, and we were hoping that Con Cole will be on the line to take care of this, but knowing that Rebecca Quinn is in his absence, I would love to have Rebecca Quinn speak on this, if she would.
Sure, if you will, when we get to the back to the TAC. Is there anybody else in the public who wants to speak in opposition to this? Okay, so there was only one comment in opposition and none in favor. We'll come back to the TAC for a discussion and then a motion. Rebecca, go ahead.
Yes, Rebecca Quinn, representing Con Cole, a member of the TAC. Mr. Cole submitted an email, which is included in your documentation, responding. In some, he feels it is does not satisfy the eligibility as a glitch. It's beyond that scope of the intent of a glitch because it would be a substantive change. He also noted that we've always known that there are differences between flood and CCCO. And the code does say that the CCCL will prevail over the more restrictive. We've always recognized that even with the change to bring CCCL and flood more in line, we've always known that there are some differences, and it may be somewhat challenging to interpret those differences. But he does not concur that this should be done as a glitch, and in particular, it appears that there's a plain reading would pretty much allow you to ignore the CCCL restrictions, and those, of course, by law have to be part of compliance. So the recommendation here, that would be a motion I was just explaining.
You can make one if you like.
We would move that the TAC, is it disapprove or recommend?
I think what you'd probably want to move is that the recommendation of the commission, this does not meet the definition of glitch, and you recommend denial.
Thank you. So moved.
Second.
Marrero.
All right. We have a motion and a second for denial and not meeting the definition of glitch. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right. All those in favor of denial, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That's unanimous. Okay. And just so you know, Rebecca, the law was changed a few years ago that the commission can now make motions to deny. We were restricted in the past where we had to kind of come up with these kind of convoluted things, but that's been corrected, so makes it easier. All right. Those are the only three we have. As I mentioned, the SPFBC beats Chapter 30 glitch number one from Lee Rigby. That would be considered by the TAC at the November 21st and 22nd meeting, so that would meet the requirements for posting by statute of 45 days. So that won't be taken up today. So that concludes the business of this TAC. Is there any additional public comment? All right, Don, I'll turn it to you to adjourn us.
All right, seeing no further business, we're adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.